The next piece, well, let me talk a little bit. Okay, I was going to do this little short Redley Hoare story, which I did. Then I was going to do the children's Golden Leigh Hoare story, which I did. The next one coming up is one of a series of, how you say, some work about my spiritual political journey. As I once said, I'm also activist, and we are also people of the spirit, and somehow the two work together. So I've begun to start to share some of my writing about the combination thereof and begin to share some of the visions. Here then is Eala A. Kauai, Kilauea, 5 a.m. We are at the secret, sacred beach. It is still dark, but not that dark because there's a half moon, so it's kind of half moon lit. A gathering of many of us who were women in the movement toward restoration and recovery of our lands, language, dance, wisdom, crafts, legend, lore, and rank had come to observe tradition as it was before the overthrow. As I said, it was a half-moon-lit evening on its way to dawn. I walked to the shore of the beach. My attendant held out a beach towel, the length of her arms fully extended. She stood before me. I took off all my clothing. I took the clip out of my hair. I unfastened a flower. I laid them all on a plastic bag. They represented the covering of the old. To their right was another plastic bag, containing a fresh change of clothing and hair adornment. My attendant walked with me, towel extended until I reached the edge of the water, and then she turned and left. I stepped into the water. The clutch of a cold grip of the sea around my ankles made me shiver. Ooh. I kept walking until the water was at my belly button, my pico. I don't know why that is so sensitive, but it sure is. Oh. The ocean, moving gently around my lower body, did not help much either. The wind had picked up too, coming from the east. Oh yes, a pre-dawn breeze to let us know something was going to change. Tossed my very long hair playfully behind my back. Some of it was already in the water. It reached down that far. Oh boy, it was now or never, I thought. I dove in. Small waves at this time and place. Not a surfing site, but a sacred one. A place of purifying, a place of renewing. I swam out a ways. Adjusted now to the temperature, I felt great. Not quite sure where I was going, the light of that half moon not that strong. I nevertheless swam until I knew this was the spot where I should stop. A length of golden light, shimmering and glowing, acted as a boundary. I smiled. Then I remembered what my kumuhula, a dance and culture teacher of long ago, had taught me. She said, dive into or submerge yourself below the water. Curl up into yourself as if in a fetal position. Let yourself sink if you need to, and then relax. And then listen, and listen for a while, and soon you will hear the sound of your mother ocean, her rhythm will tell you of your birth. Her rhythm will tell you of her love for you. And so I did. I looked around. The shapes of creatures nearby amused me. Turtle. I think it was turtle. Some of the fish, oh yes. I listened intently. And as promised, the story of birth and love infused my being. I came out of the fetal position, swam to the surface. Oh, I was joyful. Tears spilled down my cheeks, their salt and the salt of the sea mingling. I tasted them both. I walked out of the ocean. My attendant was waiting for me at shore edge, her towel extended as before. She walked with me to the second change of clothing and adornment. As I was fastening the flower to my hair, I saw a canoe. To the right side of my point of view, the bright red hull of a brand new racing canoe began to cross the bay, from the right to the left, on its way to Hanalei. In the canoe were my son, Keli'i, who paddled for Hanalei Canoe Club, Lilia, a woman whom he would later meet and become his wife, and even later to come to be their son, Kanoa, my grandson. Kanoa means free. Kanoa means the one who has been set free. Mahalo e kekua, no keia mo opuna o Kanoa mahalo. The canoe sled past. The only sound was that of the helmsman calling out the moves for the paddle. Hu, aku, hema. Hema, ehuli, ehuli. The wind began to pick up. I could feel its rush to go into its place to be before the next night would come to be. But by then the rest of us had gathered with the others. We were facing east and waiting for the sunrise. And then one of us started to chant. E ala e, kala ika hikina, ika moana, kamoana ho honu, pi ika leva, kaleva nu, ika hikina, aia kala, e ala e, e ala e, kala ika hikina. Come, sun, in the east, rise now. We know we can help the sunrise. We know this chant helps you. Ika moana, kamoana ho honu, in the depths of the ocean from which we come. Pi ika leva, kaleva nu'u, at the horizon at which our ancestors were called to their places to be, until the next setting of the sun. Ika hikina, ayikala. There, in the east, is the sun. Eala e. Rise up, rise up. Come on, sun. We know you can do it. Eala e. Eala e. And so we repeated the chant over and over, soon clapping hands to its rhythm, soon raising our voices as dawn came closer and closer to being. E ala e, e ala e, we know you can do it. Let the sunrise be.